Hey there, King & Kings family. I'm Dan Hoppen, the director of small groups here at King & Kings, and thank you for listening to this episode of the Beyond Sunday Multi-State Podcast Series. We are digging into all things multi-site here as we move toward our goal of opening 10 campuses in the next 20 years, starting with campuses in Northwest Omaha and Gretna. And today we are going to focus on something that's going to be absolutely critical in helping us reach that goal, and that is our new King of Kings University. To help explain what that is and its purpose, our executive director, Julie Easley, and teaching pastor, Zach Zender. How are you today, my friends?
Doing good.
I'm doing really good, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I love that you always ask that, Zach. I appreciate it.
I know what it's like to be a host, and you get so often overlooked, and you know, I don't want to do that with you. So
I definitely
it's hard. It is hard to look over you, though. I mean, let's be real.
For those who don't know me, I'm 6'6". That's the reference. Yes, my dad can do it pretty easily.
That's true.
You can do that with the whole world.
So the meat of the episode, let's get into it. King & Kings University, let's just start base level. What is it and what's the vision behind it?
Yeah, so King & Kings University is a 13-week, 16-session course that builds disciples and leaders. And in this first iteration, it's specifically for the Northwest Omaha campus. And it's going to be happening on Wednesday nights, starting on January 11th and ending at the beginning of April. And it includes a retreat as well.
Yeah, and it's our opportunity to grow leaders here at King & Kings. I think we've recognized in church and in this world, obviously, it's not enough to just come on a Sunday, and there's got to be something deeper. Like, we deeply believe, by the way, in what we do on Sunday, otherwise we wouldn't do it. But like, there's got to be something deeper, and there's a lot of people that have really great leadership skills and abilities. And it's our job as a church to raise up leaders and disciples in this world. And so part of it is just trying to establish a little bit more of a pathway to help each and every person at King of Kings in different ways to grow in their God-given skills, abilities, leadership, all of that. So,
I know as of now, we're limiting this, the King & Kings University, to an invited group of people. Not everyone can participate yet, and we're going to touch on that later. But what type of people have we invited into this initial class?
Yeah, so there are people who've indicated an interest in leading at a high level at the Northwest campus. It's a pretty significant ask. We're asking them to attend at the Northwest campus for 2 years, really regularly, to serve, to give, and to be in a connect group. And a lot of these people are leading at a high level now and are really committed to King of Kings and are quite involved. And then also, I think we're looking for people who are really entrepreneurial, who want to be part of something new. And so we just kind of kept an eye out for those people who had that special combination and invited them in.
Zach, what kind of curriculum are these people going through? What are they learning?
Yeah, and so the King of Kings University, just to go on what Julie just said, we're really focusing on this 16-session course. And so like the Northwest campus, they have additional responsibilities that they're saying yes to as part of that core team. But we're really honing in on these 16 weeks. And so I would say the key central pieces that we're trying to help establish in this group is we definitely want to teach some really good theology. Our understanding of who God is and how much He loves us, like that frames everything that we do. So there's a theological component. There's a discipleship component. We believe that it's incredible to believe in Jesus. What a great eternal gift that is. But there's an opportunity of a lifetime today for us to be disciples and to be followers. And so we want to create disciples. And so there's also then a leadership piece to it. So we have theology, discipleship, and leadership. And I really believe that discipleship and leadership go hand in hand, at least in the Christian world. To me, this is my opinion, I don't think you can be a disciple without being a leader, because disciples are people that influence this world and lead. And so we want to teach those things. And then I would say an additional piece specifically for the Northwest campus as we're building that group is we want to teach them and make sure they understand our values at King of Kings. And so that's a critical piece of knowing who we are as a church. So it's really those four. It's theology, it's leadership, it's discipleship, and then it's going to be teaching a lot of the values of what we really believe here.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this a little bit on previous podcasts, but just in case someone hasn't listened to those, I mean, you know, as we open future campuses, we are going to be leaning more on the congregation. We are going to be asking people to step forward and volunteer more, disciple more, lead more. And there's a lot of opportunity that comes with that. How important is it for members of the congregation to be prepared and prayerfully step forward and say, yes, I want to take a bigger role. I don't just want to come on a Sunday and sit and listen, but I'm going to, throughout the week, I want to be a leader here.
Yeah. You know, when you look at churches, when you start new churches, whether it's via satellite model or opening a church through a traditional church plant model, typically they're very much run on the backs of volunteers. And the larger a church gets with the longer foundation and the more decades of history, it's statistically known that typically a little more staff driven and staff run. And so for us, if we've got this vision, and we not just if, we do have this vision to launch 10 new sites in 20 years, of course, Northwest Omaha being the first, we're seeing we need to be more intentional about raising up volunteers and putting people in leadership positions for the kingdom of God to grow and advance. And so this is going to be a huge piece for our church collectively to catch this vision. And by the way, we want this at our I Street campus too. We don't just want consumers. We want contributors. And it's not just we want. Like, this is what God calls for us. This is how we're at our best in this world, and how we experience fulfillment is when we link up to a mission that God is behind. And so for us, it's not a, hey, we need you. Do this for us. Like, there are needs that we have, of course, to accomplish the vision, but we really see this as a win-win, that we're providing opportunity for people to step up and lead and use their God-given gifts and abilities. And yeah, the more you go out, the more you multiply, the more volunteers and the more people you need to do this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We kind of want to turn, I don't know if you're familiar with the 80-20 principle. So it's that 20% of the people do 80% of the work. We want to turn that on its head and just say, hey, we are raising up so many people who've got great leadership potential and are such sold out disciples of Jesus. We have a leadership overflow that we want to spill out into other campuses, rather than, like Zach said, just come help us, right? There's a much bigger vision than that. And if you think about yourself, your design is your destiny. God created you a certain way, and he's got a destiny in mind for you that matches with the giftings he's given to you. And so we're not saying we need help. We're saying God designed you in a certain way to take on kingdom work for him, and we're calling you to that. It's a huge, beautiful vision that's a lot bigger than we need help.
Exactly.
Julie, did you know that the 80-20 principle, do you know what its name is?
No.
The Pareto principle.
Oh, all right. Well,
named
there we
for
go.
Vilfredo Pareto.
Vilfredo? What?
Yeah. He was an Italian economist that noticed about 20% of the people in Italy owned 80% of the land.
That's interesting.
And it's actually
the same rhymes.
Yeah, there you go. And it's incredible when you look at it in lots of other things. It shows up, like in our nation, it's about 80% of the wealth owned by 20%.
Yeah.
The taxes get paid about that much. And so it's incredible. But my thing is that King of Kings will not be the fullest expression of Jesus that we can be,
right,
if we stop at 80-20.
Yep.
We will not be the fullest and greatest expression until 100% of people,
yes,
are stepping into their God-given abilities and using their gifts.
Yep.
And so this is going to provide, I would say, the practical application and more opportunities to do what we theologically know is right.
Yeah, I love that.
Because we want to be the fullest expression that we can be.
Yes.
I didn't catch anything you said after Vilfredo.
Vilfredo.
As soon as I heard that, my brain was just consumed with that thought. But no, in all seriousness, I know just in the small group ministry, Connect groups at King Kings alone, from leaders that I've recruited who were gung-ho from the minute I asked and they were like, yes, I'm excited, to ones who I asked and they were like, I don't know, that doesn't sound like me. And they deliberated for weeks about whether they want to do it and then ultimately said yes. The stories that have come out of that, of life change, of people who did not know each other at all 6 months ago and now are going on vacations together. Like, obviously,
wow,
that doesn't happen with every group. It doesn't happen all the time. Not everyone who goes through King of Kings University is probably going to experience life change. But a lot of people that do are, because they're stepping forward and because they're saying, yes, I want to be a part of something greater than myself.
Yeah. And when you step out in faith like that, you're going to know God in a different way because of that, and understand kind of your place and your purpose in a much deeper way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what is the future of King & Kings University? Like we said, this iteration is a specific group that we've identified and we've asked, what does King & Kings University look like after this class goes through to the Northwest campus?
Yeah, so I think we're hoping to do this every year for people who want to step into greater leadership at King & Kings. So it's not just a one shot here. This is something that we want to build into what we're doing. It's critical to our mission.
Yeah, and we're really grateful for the Northwest Omaha group. We've joked with them that you guys are guinea pigs. And so thanks for doing this. And so we're really thankful for them. And we've told them, and I hope this is true, like, this is kind of the framework we're building for this. And at any point, like, let us know how it's going. Like, it's not that, you know, it's going to be fully set in stone what we do this go around. I do think that probably the framework of it will be similar. I think there will always be a theological, a disciple, and a leadership track to this. And so our hope is that this is something that we have a great experience. We learn some things as we lead it. They teach us some things as they go through it. And then the curriculum, the teaching, the time just gets better and better, more and more refined to help people where they're at, to really give them the tools they need to lead in wherever. Because that's what we've identified, yes. Right, Julie? It's awesome, like, that people are coming to King & Kings and want to step part in this mission and this vision. Our hope is that things we teach as well will help them at their everyday. It'll help them at their workplace. It'll help them as they are in their neighborhood. It'll help them in whatever their ventures are that they lead to. Because some of the stuff we're looking at is just really good. Like, we're looking at a lot of servant leadership stuff, how to discover your strengths. And so lots of personal assessments and things are a part of it. And so we don't want this to just to be a, hey, you come and learn from us and help us. We want this to be a win-win. So that someone who goes through this is going to have a great experience, and it's going to help them not only accomplish our mission at King & Kings, but it'll also help them be the people God created them to be wherever they are.
Yeah, it's super transferable, right? And as people venture out into all of the places where God's calling them, this is just going to equip them to be better representatives of Him in the world.
Mm-hmm. So this is all really exciting, but as always, we know that we can't do this on our own. We can make all the preparations, all the plans that we want, but ultimately it's God. God is the one who makes it happen. So please, King & Kings family, keep us in your prayers. Pray for our future campuses, and specifically for this group of people, that God would uplift and empower them to make this happen.
Amen.
And make sure that you are staying up to date on all things multi-site by visiting kingkings.com/multisite. You can find FAQs, previous episodes of this podcast, and Julie's very insightful multi-site minutes. Until next time, King & Kings, let's keep living our faith lives beyond Sunday.